Lord, I hear you. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come unto you again this our Lord for the last service of the day. Since we entered in here into this auditorium in the morning, we have seen the manifestation of your love unto us in the Sunday school period, in the main service. Lord, we thank you very much, O Lord our God, for this spiritual food in due season, which, O Lord our God, you ordained us unto. Father God, not all men have found such wonderful grace like this in your sight. Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you for the verses you have used to address our needs in diverse ways. Thank you for doctrines you taught us. Thank you for rebuke. Thank you for correction. Thank you for instruction unto righteousness, that the man, the woman, the boy, the girl of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. May you help us, O Lord. We pray, O Lord, our God in heaven, that our life will speak for you, Lord, as true living witnesses of the power of your resurrection. Grant it, Heavenly Father, may we not be dull of understanding. Grant us divine revelation. Replenish your servants. May their labor of love never be in vain. O Lord, one more time, we thank you very much for the song leader, the song service, the special numbers that have been rendered. We thank you for our deacons. We thank you for our trustees. Thank you for our usher. Thank you for our interpreters. Thank you for our song leaders. Every instrumentalist, O Lord our God, we thank you for them all. Thank you very much for the computer operators, engine operators, and brother in the online system. We pray that your blessings be upon them all. Grant it, O Father. Any man that knows his ABCs can turn to the pages of the Bible. It takes the Holy Spirit, Lord, to give unto us the context therein. O thou writer of the world, come, Lord, speak to us, Lord. Your children are listening. May the people look away from man. May they look away to Jesus. Grant it, Father. Help me, Lord. Build your servant one more time at Sapele. Use him for the last service this evening. Your servant, O Lord, by the time he finished at Bakatal, may your grace bring him back home safely. Help us, our Father. May we leave this place, O Lord, with our cup full and overflowing. Meet with every need. Heal every sickness in our midst. Thank you, gracious Father. In Jesus' holy name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shall we turn in our Bible again this evening into Matthew chapter 3? Matthew chapter 3. All right. Matthew chapter 3. Our reading is from verses 10 to 15. I'm waiting for you, children. God bless you. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he shall burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered, said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated. We are grateful unto the Lord for His blessings since we came in this day to this tabernacle. God bless you. Taban taban sure le yaga wa so etema shami. Emma Shamin always respond positively, Pastor. You complain, oh, because Sherry, me understand you at all. At all, me understand. I say, God bless you. I'm glad to be so near. You know, I don't know for long now. I mean, God still always blesses. Don't mind the old man now. I'm not. I don't know. You see, this. In London, I went to his village. No microphone. After preaching with all that is in me. You see, don't mind me. Maybe God bless us. Hallelujah. Let us be cheerful. I don't know. You always surprise me. When we say God bless you, you are always quiet. What is wrong? What kind of a spirit is that? I'm not scolding you, but you always surprise me. You understand that at all? Honestly, may God bless you. You see now. Take that, you know, from now on. Let that amen sound and reach God's throne of mercy. Oh, mercy. I do any now. I believe you are not just shouting, you know, amen emotionally. It should be with revelation. Like, this is a prayer that God bless you. King, what do I suffer alone? You pray alone, book me. Hallelujah. This evening, I'm sorry, bear with me. It was when I was in the room there, I was led to read these scriptures. In line with our sermon, I pray that God will bless our soul. I know He will do it. Oh yeah, because maybe somebody is here this afternoon that God wants to meet with him or her in a need. I don't know, because we are running a race, and the race we are running is individual race. And last week, Wednesday, we are reading about as you are led, about the little maid that was taken captive from Israel to Syria. She came from a house that the word of God influenced her. She knew about the prophet Elisha. She was taught about the laws of God. She was taught about the prophets of God. That God always speaks to his prophets. And that the word of God always comes to the prophets. And she has heard about the miracles that Elisha did. Diverse miracles. Only one thing. She had never said there was no history that Elisha ever had no healed a leprous. I mean leper. But the thing is, being that, you know, she was well brought up. Children, listen. This girl was well brought up. A young girl. What we say? She was a little maid. Children, may God help you. When you come to church, don't be wandering about here and there. In the Sunday school. Stay in the Sunday school. If you come late, you should be sorry that you came in late to Sunday school. Always stay and listen to the teacher. Children, when you are in your class there with the teacher and the assistant, always open your ears and open your heart. I believe you have been taught how to pray at home. Is that not right? God, bless me in this Sunday school. And He will bless you. You are an individual in the hand of God. May God help you. So this girl, she only said, because Baba said, what's his name now? The leper man. Naaman, but the man said, he must have been kind-hearted. to this little maid, serving under the wife. It is good to serve. It is good to be faithful in our service. Remember what the prophet told us. The prophet was not speaking for speaking. He said, brothers and sisters, he said, whatever position, if you are a servant, serve God as Christians. If you are a boss, serve God as believers. I'm reminding us. May God help us, church. May God help us to be faithful in everything we are doing, because the title of our sermon is, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And righteousness is the word of God. So when the maid now look, she just said by inspiration one day, woe to God that my servant, my master, sorry, will go to Israel. And the prophet of God is there, and he will recover him of his leprosy. Oh, pardon? It was a direct message. You see, our influence stirred up Naaman, and he went to his king politically. And the king wrote a letter to the king of Israel. As soon as my servant get to your place, make sure that you heal him of his leprosy. Ah, trouble don't come now. Come and see him. He's bringing trouble to me. His own family nearby. I don't know. Then he tore his dresses. And Elisha had said, why did you tear your dress? Send him to me. He will know that there is a prophet in Israel. Even when he got to the door of the prophet, he expected that the prophet will come out and lay hands upon him. But the Holy Ghost, vision has come to the prophet. Gehazi, go and tell him to go to the River Jordan and bath 7 times. Just dip 7 times. 7 times like that. He will recover your leprosy. Hey, me. River Papa. And River Zozo in Syria. I did not clean up. Look. We thank God. River Jordan may be muddy, dirty. But God said, go and bath in River Jordan 7 times. Obedience is better than sacrifice. He was wrought. And then he left in rage. Then his servant asked him, Master, Oga, cool down now. Cool down your temper now. Why this kind of anger? If the prophet has told you to do this, just go and bath. Go and bath, miss. Go and bath. Oga, why not try? Humble yourself now. Then he did the first time, nothing. The second time, nothing. Seven times. Look, if nothing happened, your head will not see on your body. Obey the prophet. When you obey, but the man said, when you obey, he received his healing. May God bless us. Hallelujah. Now, the prophet was telling you and me, whatever position we hold, brothers and sisters, we should behave ourselves as believers. We should act as believers. Oh, God help us. This evening, we want to go back a little on Daniel. But the Bible said, it was becoming unto Daniel, sorry, my brother, paragraph 132. Bear with me, because we are going to read scripture about Daniel. To everybody to listen and to hear. Then the ball is in your court. The word of God is laid on your laps, is laid on my laps. May God help us. The prophet said, Daniel was living in the day of critics. But the Bible made us to know in this sermon that critics too, they were ordained to fulfill their own part of the scriptures. Now Noah in his ear had critics and he faced it. Here is Daniel now. He lived in the day of critics. He said the children of Israel, thank you, they have left their homeland and go to captivity in Babylon. And he made us to know that they were sad. Like those Negroes that were taken from Africa by the Dutch people to America. And they were maltreating them. And they were so sad they couldn't do anything. But there was only one fellow there, the son of a king of the tribe. His chest up, his chin up, he was ready. Prophet said was the one that was boosting the morale of the people. You don't need to touch him. Even if you touch him at all, he didn't mind. Because he knew where he come from, nobody can beat him in the palace. So the children of Israel were sad. But one thing is this. It was because of their sin. Now Daniel, here, Brother Mam said, he had handfuls of people, brethren with him. And they had vowed, may God help us, that they were not going to defy themselves with the king's meat and with the king's drink. They will not go to his social dances. May God help us, church. When no man is there in your school, when no brother is there, when no sister is there, when no church member is there, how do you behave in the school? May God help you, young students, whether boy or girl. Daniel had handfuls of brethren, and they had vowed. Hallelujah. They had vowed themselves to God that they were not going to defy themselves with the modern trend of the day, of that day. They weren't going to fool with the king's meat. They weren't going to fool. They weren't going to drink his strong drinks. They weren't going to attend his parties. But they were going to keep themselves holy and dedicated to God, for it was becoming to them. Hallelujah. It was becoming to Daniel because he was a prophet that he stayed with the world. And any true prophet that knows the word of God, we are talking about true prophet, because there are true prophets, there are false prophets. We all know that. Listen, if he didn't know the word of God, then he is not a true prophet. A true prophet received directly from Jehovah God, because he's speaking in the stead of God. Listen to me again this evening. Prophets are born. Prophets are not made. They are born from their mothers who ordained before of God Almighty to be prophets. There is no argument. Now, prophets, they don't try to break homes, of people. True prophets don't catch witches and call the wife a witch, or call the husband a witch, or call brethren witch to one another, or take a young girl like our sister, young sister here, and say she's mommy water. True prophet doesn't do that. If he doesn't know the word of God, then he's not a true prophet. And let me advise you this evening, this afternoon, in the name of the Lord, if you are close to people that call themselves prophets, and they want to give you false vision against your brother, against your sister, in this assembly, you're on your own. You will hurt yourself if you believe that kind of a thing. Because why? Gifts is to bring us together. Gifts is not to scatter us. Alright? May God help us. A true prophet stays with the word. Whatever the word says, they stay right with it. Hallelujah. Because God doesn't joke with his word. God is not the author of confusion. Know that for sure. So if you are connected with anybody anywhere, and they begin to tell you, they begin to send message to you, like the experience I had in this last place, this place I went 2 weeks ago.
They just put the people in bondage. I just started my sermon without knowing anything, because it was just 2 hours I came to, you know, to the place now. 3 o'clock, around one, the pastor said, "Oh, yeah, come back to church." We trekked about 15 minutes. They had to take Marwa to a place, stop, then took Marwa again to a bad place. And he was trying to admonish me, because he's an old man too of 80 years. He said, he just whispered to my ears when he was giving me the pulpit. He said, "If you cannot preach up to 6 o'clock, he said, you are okay." When I come to you, I told him, I said, "I can preach for 3 hours here." Everybody was looking at me. I only took few things from what the prophet said, and where's your dreams? Not knowing what has happened and what is happening in the place. People, they will, because they are Benue people, and they will send message from Benue, "Don't do this. This will happen to you. This one, this one, this one." So much that, you know, they told a brother that your wife want to kill you by poisoning you. It caused problem. The pastor tried all, you know, he knew how to do, until God divinely intervened. And when I spoke on Saturday, I was just meditating. Somebody told me, "You didn't finish what you ought to say concerning dreams." 1 hour later, the pastor came in. He said, "My song leader called me this morning and told me that somebody told him he should not go for his business of fishing for 3 days. He should sit at home and be fasting and praying." He said, "Tomorrow we are going to see." I said, "Pastor," I said, "can you tell Debbie, Muni, Olorun o gba mi soro wi pe awon ti mo so ni jo Wednesday yen pe mi o pari e." Not knowing, then he narrated and narrated and narrated. I said, "Let God have his way, just pray. David, come and see." God took control and glorified his name. On Sunday morning, it was a wonderful time. God bless you. Don't listen to false prophets. You will hurt yourself. Sis, you will hurt yourself. Bro, you will hurt. You should know better. We believe in gifts. So no matter what anybody wants to say, we have critics. We take them. So whatever anybody wants to say, but we just block our ears to those things. We face the word of God, because we don't want anything counterfeit in our midst. May God bless you, church. No matter what the trend of the day, or what the modern church says, or what somebody else says, or somebody else does something else, the true prophet stays right with the word. And Daniel knew that if he stayed with the word, what it cost him, it is going to cost him his popularity. It was going to cost him his fellowship with the rest of the brethren. It was going to cost him a lot of things. Praise the Lord. I told those people, I said, "Look, if you have a dream," I told them there are two types of dreams. Direct dream, which is a direct message where there's no prophet. I said, it takes a prophet to interpret any symbolic dream. When I narrated these things, their eyes started clearing, until God came on the scene. May God help us. That is the message now. Why should you listen to false voices instead of staying with the word of God? God bless our soul. But they made an issue that they weren't going to pray to a certain God. To a certain God. Alright? And then made an issue. They were going to pray to a certain God. Then, after that, they could go back and pray to any God. That's why I say, read the scriptures of Daniel chapter 6 this evening. Daniel chapter 6. Bear with me, Daniel chapter 6. If you are here, you can take your Bible. If you, let me say this. It's a pity, bro, sees that you can be coming to church without your Bible with you. It's a pity. You are coming to church, you don't carry your Bible with you, you want to be looking at the screen. What if the screen is not there? Then you just be looking. It's a shameful thing. So, but you can buy credit on your phone, but you cannot buy Bible or 5,000 or 6,000. You are coming to the house of God without Bible in your hand. Check it. I hope I'm not too hard on anybody. It's the word of God anyhow. Whatever you want to think, you can think. It's the word of God. Coming to church without Bible in your hand. Check it. Praise the Lord. Don't worry about the time. It's 3:30. Coming to church. You call yourself a believer. You may even say you are filled with Holy Ghost. Without coming to church. You are coming to church without Bible in your hand. You are only depending upon the screen. Hey. Mother, I don't know what kind of a Christian are you. Check it. Praise the Lord. Alright. Listen to the prophet here. Paragraph 138. Okay. Then the prophet made us told that you don't compromise on God. Are you there? You don't compromise on God. God cannot be compromised with. Romans said, God doesn't want you to be wishy-washy. Coming to church on Sunday, raising up your hand, praise the Lord, worship Him. Then from Monday to Saturday, you are wishy-washy. Take it down. You don't know where you belong. Am I right? Am I wrong? What I'm for? Is it true? I want to see here that Brother Bram said, people cannot even have confidence in you. Because you are not stable. So now, because of the faithfulness of Daniel, because Daniel was a believer under the blood of goats and bulls, Daniel was honest, brother, sister, in your position, in your place of work. Daniel was faithful. Daniel was honest. Even the king knew, the people around him too knew, his Christians knew that he was serving a God, he was serving the God that is a God of reality. Let us turn to Daniel chapter 6. We are going to read from verses 1 to the end. Praise the Lord. Daniel chapter 6, verses 1 to 28. Because Brother Bram made us to know here, before we read the scriptures, this, it was that they made a decree. Daniel, it was becoming to him as a prophet to stay with the world regardless, what you call it, regardless. So there was a decree out and said that whosoever will worship any other God beside the God that they have selected. In other words, if you don't cooperate with us, we will just throw you into the lion's den. Thank God, God answered prayers. Praise the Lord. Look, a sincere prayer from a true heart, God will honor. God will answer. Listen, since how long have we been praying about this NYC issue? Concerning this transfer matter. When I got home last Sunday and I opened my phone, I just look at it, the former minister's phone that our brother was speaking this morning. Oh, that this is the court injunction. I said, Oduwa, God bless you. I said, thank you, Lord. Brothers and sisters, in every situation, God answers prayers. So just be faithful. Believe His word. Stay with the message. That if the message of the hour has brought, let's stay with it. God will vindicate truth. It's my prayer always, personally. God, let truth prevail. My prayer always is that injunction in court injunction last year. See the aftermath of it. People, they start to appeal. But finally, two sisters. They sued them for $10 million each. They said it was contrary to our to our fundamental human rights and contrary to our religious beliefs. So they have infringed into our religious rights. Then the judge said, a woman, no. Have you seen? A woman judge. Say they should stay there back. Those ones that you know. Sis, are you there? Sister Esther, God bless you. Sister Elizabeth, God bless you. There is no compromise in God. I was telling the family, I said, I thank God for your daughter. That she stood her ground during her training. The brother was very happy. I said, others will all try. When it comes to our home, she stood her ground. So one of our ministers helped her to write certain something that you know. She defended herself. You need to hear the conversation. That time last year, it was a battle where we were praying. And God took control. God answered prayers. He's still God of Daniel. He's still God of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the man said, when you stand for Jesus, Jesus will stand for you. Brother, the message tells you and me here, if let us take our stand and stand on our ground. God doesn't fail his children. And then finally, the judge said, okay, the 10 million naira is too much. Let them award them $500,000. It's money still. Yes, now it's not his money. What about Fusako now? What about certificate? Oh, sure. Oh, my. Christians, too, for them. May God help us to be faithful. No prayer is too little or too big, too small or too great before God, for God to answer. It's a prayer answering God. I believe this should stir faith in you and me. Alright. Praise the Lord. If you don't cooperate with us, we will just throw you into the lion's den. Well, it was becoming to Daniel, it was becoming to him that he fulfilled all righteousness. That he worshipped no other God or entangled himself with the world only to God only. So, he just threw his shutter off. Okay, let's read the scriptures. Verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom and 120 princes which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give an account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was found in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Hallelujah. They said, this man, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king. Daniel was not there, to the king, and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. No king can ever live forever. If we told you, Olubadan last year, he forget us, man. God help you and me. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, and the princes, the counselors, and the captains had consulted together to establish a royal status, a royal statute, and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any God, that is capital G God, God Almighty now, or man for 30 days, said or be, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed. Any man's decree can change. Are you there? Man is man. Let every man's word be a lie, and let God and his word be true. Any man's decree can change. Tabacha Daloni. God help us, church. May God help us. Praise the Lord. Okay? That cannot be changed. According to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altered not. Wherefore, king, King Darius, signed the writing and the decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, don't forget the prayer of Solomon. When your people sin against you, and they realize their mistakes and their errors, and they look towards this holy temple in Jerusalem, which you have ordained, and they cry unto you in their supplications, hear, O God, from your throne, and answer them. Are you there? He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Amen. Then these men assembled, critics now, and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spoke before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any God or man within 30 days, said of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel. Oh, mercy. Come here, please. That Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regarded not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was so displeased. Yoruba was okay, inu re baje gidigidi with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then this man assembled unto the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king establishes may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel. The king knew. He knew. Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the dead, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of the laws, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. What of the signet or whatever the seal that Pilate sealed the tomb of our Lord Jesus Christ? Did it stand? It couldn't stand now. When the hour came, the angel of God came down from heaven. Our prophet, with his finger, he just only away the soul. God bless you, my brother. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Thy God, whom thou servest continually, able. Show labor, Obi. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Brother, sister, whatever position you find yourself, behave yourself as believers. Therefore the king was exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up and was taken out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, as it happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because he believed in his God. Our Bible made us to know that angel that came there was like the pillar of fire. He said, and the lions fear fire. Oh my. My brother, my sister, the Bible made us to know that the angel of the Lord, he goes between you and the enemy. The angel of God today, this same pillar of fire, I'm repeating, but the man said, is he going between us and danger? Is he going between us and accident? Is he going between us and sickness? Is he going between us and sin? I'm only quoting the prophet. Oh yes, sir. Praise the Lord. It should be thing. Just like it was when Pharaoh came and this same angel of the Lord removed from their front, leading there, and came to the upper, instead of being darkness to them, it was light to the people of God, and was darkness to the enemy, that the enemy could not come near all through the night. It's the same angel of God. Let us have confidence and trust in our God. Wherever you may be, in every situation, may God help you, my brother. May God help you, my sister. Help each one of us. Praise the Lord. All right. Verse 8. And the king come. Okay. Verse 24 now. And the king commanded, and they brought Daniel, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them
into the den of lions. Them and their children and their wives and the lions had mastery before they got there. And they had mastery, of them, and broke all their bones to pieces. Or ever they came at the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth. Peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which cannot be destroyed, and his dominion shall be ever unto the end. Hallelujah. He delivered and rescued. Amen. Oh my. And he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who had delivered Daniel from the powers of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in his reign, and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Brothers and sisters, that is the God we are serving today. His power is not limited. I repeat, Brother Bam said, when you stand for Christ, Christ will stand for you. He's the one that promotes. Promotion is not from the east, not from the west, not from the south. Promotion comes from our Father above. There is no compromise in our God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I believe that has met one person's need, because the word of God can never fail. I am the Lord, I change it not. That is why each sons of Jacob are not consumed. And God is not a man, brother, that should lie, nor the son of man that should repent. As he spoken, and as he not carried out, that's the God we are serving, my brother, my sister. It is becoming unto you and me to fulfill all righteousness. Praise the Lord. Alright. The prophet made us to know Daniel could not entangle himself with anything. Listen to this. Alright. Okay, to know. Alright. Because 139 now. Because it was becoming to a Christian not to be ashamed of your religion. As Paul of old said, in the way that is called heresy, crazy, that is the way I worship the God of our fathers. See, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it, to the Jews first and to the Greeks. Hallelujah. Not ashamed of the gospel. It is the thing that holds in the hours when the ship is rocking and every star is out of sight, and the moon and stars and storms blowing, is still holds, for it is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Daniel was faithful. It was becoming to him. Amen. Brother Bam said, when the world is going this way, you go this way. Steer your course away from the things of the world. Brothers and sisters, call it whatever you want to call it, admonition or preaching, it is the word of God unto us this evening. May God bless our soul. God so loved us so much that he brought us out of darkness to his marvelous light. This we are hearing, it's not common everywhere. May God help us. Don't forget that God has diverse gifts in his body. Amen. It is becoming unto us to fulfill all righteousness. Righteousness is his word. God bless you. I say God bless you. I want to admonish you. Before you ever say you want to go to water for baptism, be sure you have counted the cost. Because the Bible made us to know, if a man vow a vow unto God, he must not fail to fulfill it. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says, when you come before the Lord and made a vow, pay it. Don't defer from it. It's better for you not to vow than to vow and you don't fulfill your vow unto God. He said, because God is not interested in foolish talking. God bless our soul, brothers and sisters. I pray that God will help us in this Christian journey. Sister is individual race. Brother is individual race. When in government circle, people are embezzling money. Steer yourself away from the course of this world. If the world is going this way, you go this way. Your way is wrong. Anytime, any day. My way is wrong. Anytime, any day. But the way of God is right. May God help us, brothers and sisters. It is becoming unto us to fulfill all righteousness. Whatever position you are, or you hold, what the man said, make sure you live as believers. I'm only quoting again to us. God bless you. It is becoming unto us to fulfill all righteousness. God bless you. Let's stop here this evening. Let's go before the Lord. Children to students, you have heard the word of God. Especially those in the universities, may God help you. When others are falling, female flesh, just for marks, I receive. Oh my, we thank God for the word of God. When Brother Sam was preaching, okay, two Sundays ago, I was not here. Oh no, the other Sunday, what date would that be? On the 13th. When he was speaking so strongly against this matter of paint or no paint, oh goodness me. And right there, people have paint in their bag. When one was trying to clean the paint on her lips, the other guy was giving the paint. I don't know, his lipstick for her, no, her lipstick for this girl to see put on. And the word of God, the Holy Ghost was speaking through his servant. And now received a call on that Sunday evening. This parent was thanking God. He said, He said, it's not me. Let's thank the Lord. He said, my daughter called me this evening and said this. I said, it is God working. Only can you swing you? Can you hear you? Church, you these young girls, get the Holy Ghost. Get the Holy Ghost. Young boys, get the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the only thing that will give you victory, overcoming power. Yeah, like I was saying, before you go to water, count the cost. Am I ready to follow Christ through to the end? Do you truly repent from the depth of your heart? Like the moment we say, genuine. Before you go to water, and when you are coming out of water, and the people are singing, I will never go back to that world. Do you know what you are singing? I will never go back to that world anymore. Anymore means anymore. We don't want those church members. We don't want out. I was telling those people at that Dubai. I said, Brother Bam, sir, we are not looking for church members. I said, our prophet said, we are looking for members of the body of Christ. And I tried to know, to explain certain things. It's more than just coming to church, you sit down, the man labor over you. I pity the old man, but I know it is the grace of God. Terrible road. On that road, on the Marwa, go come. I said, one thing I want you to know, you people, is this. His labor will not be in vain because God has his own children and he knows his own. I said, God knows his own and he has his children. I said, anything I tell you in this place, when I said the prophet said, just take it. Because I'm going to give account of whatever I say. And you are going to give account of whatever you think about what I'm saying. The old man was very happy. Sis, bro, it is coming unto us to fulfill all righteousness. I surrender all. Do you surrender all? Without taking much of our time, you know yourself. Trials, testings, hard times, but we never deny Christ. You had this money of the squeeze. It's coming, oh. Sis, it's coming. Brother, it's coming. It's coming. Then you are going to show your true color. You are going to show your color. Oh yes, you are going to show your color. It's coming. Men, under the blood of goats and bulls, when the perfect Lamb of God has not yet come, how they took their stand for God and his word. There's no need of talking too much. Let God vindicate his word in your heart. As I call on the associate pastor. God bless you, church.
Even when he knew that he was facing death and was ready to die for what he believed. But God just decided that it's not yet time for him to go, therefore, an outstanding miracle took place and he came back to continue his tenor. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God takes his man, never his spirit. The devil takes his man, never his spirit. So there are people on earth now in whom the spirit that lives in Daniel is living. A spirit that will not compromise under any circumstance. A spirit that put God first in everything. Those people, they are alive now. The spirit we have in all, does it resemble that? our heads are bowed and our hearts are bowed before God. If you desire a prayer, I mean, a help from the Lord in any direction, will you lift up your hand to Him as you offer this prayer unto God? Our gracious eternal Father and our God, Lord, we are those whom the end of the world have come to. And like your word said, that we have cloud of witnesses before us, people that live before us, Lord, especially even before your blood was shed, when they live under the blood of animals, of goats and bulls, when they cannot say that they have the Holy Spirit living inside of them, but the only anointed, yet there were men that stood for you, rugged men, faithful men, obedient men, humble people, people that are honest, and they put you first in everything. We are grateful unto you. One of them has been presented before us again this evening. This record of Daniel has been read millions of times since it has gone into record. His action, the expression of his conviction and faith, made the king that was ruling over, that had the highest kingdom on earth at that time, to make a proclamation to all nations, to all peoples, all languages, that they should fear before the God of Daniel. Grant it, dear Father, that that kind of spirit will be made manifest in every one of us, in the name of Jesus Christ. A time is coming, according to your program, when you say that day of the synagogue of Satan will come and bow down at our feet and know that you have loved us. Dear Father, help us to live an outstanding testimony. We know you have helped us. We know your grace has done so much for many of us. But Lord, our heart goes, Lord, for the few perhaps that have not gotten the deep revelation of this message, and the upcoming generations. We thank you for some of them that is breaking through, that you are giving grace and strength with prayer and with supplication, holding onto your unchanging hand. We thank you for such people. You have their record with you. You want to commit everyone into your hand. As many as are here to get the revelation they needed, may you give unto them, their Father. We bring our children, our loved ones, all under the blood by faith. May you be gracious unto everyone. Their Father, as we lift our hands up unto you, defiling the law of gravity, that means surrender unto you. We want your grace, your strength, your help, to be able to live abundantly enough that, Lord, everywhere we find ourselves, our testimony will remain the same. Let your spirit continue to equip us, continue to be our strength, continue to lift us up. In the face of whatsoever the enemy might want to put across our path, you that strengthened the saints in the time past, be our strength also, Father. Increase our revelation, increase our zeal. The things that your word still correct us about, give us grace about them, Father. Give us victory over everyone, Lord. That very soon, when your spirit comes, it will find nothing wrong in us, but only to appreciate your grace in our life. We desire that level. We desire that point. Your word said that when we shall see you, we will be like you. Let it be there, Father, that everything within us will resemble you totally, Father. Thank you, King of glory. These blessings that you have blessed us with today may be permanent in our lives. Bless your servant that you have just used. Thank you for being in strength with the age that he is. We pray you continue to strengthen him. Lift up the honor of his ministry. Pray for all elderly servants of yours, like that, our pastor and others, in their Each bracket, may you be their strength. May you stand for them. Be their encouragement. Lord, until you are finished with any man, he can't leave his heart. And therefore, it's even our desire you preserve them until your coming, because your coming is so close. That is our desire. Stand for each of them. We coming behind, be our strength also. It's also our prayer that when we get to that other side, not only the family wills, but the will of this local assembly, people that will fellowship together, it's our desire that to grant mercy unto each one to be able to make it at that day. Let it be, dear Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Restore every backslider. Save the sinner, Lord. Thank you for today's services and the blessings. May your spirit water them in our heart. The new week that we have started, may you be our guide. May you go before us. May the pillar of fire stand for us, Father. Stand between us and every enemy, Lord, both in the front and in the back, O God. Thank you, King of Glory. As the students are on holiday, may you watch over them. Help them not to frolic their time. May they use the time for time of consecration. May they use the time for time of dedication. May they use some of their time for prayers. May they study your word. Help them, O God, to use this time to receive something special from you. Be with the workers also. Be with business people. May you prosper your children. Rebuild the virus for our sake, O God. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Quicken the weak ones, Father. Thank you, righteous Master. May your protection be upon travelers, Lord. Watch over every one of us. And when as if you have not come for us, when we gather, may your blessing come down upon us again. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting this petition, since you have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. Oh, I don't think we have any activity for this weekend. Today is 3rd of August, right? So Friday will be like the 8th. Let's keep looking ahead and see if the Lord will make a way for us to have a night vigil this Friday for this month. The Lord bless you. This announcement is all members of the church musical group are hereby informed that there will be meeting and practice this coming Saturday, 9th of August by 3 p.m. Kindly note that attendance is compulsory as we are to get more aligned in preparation for the coming convention. Thanks. God bless you all. There is no name for the announcer, but it's just from the group to the group. So, may the Lord be your help. God bless you. Hymn number 52, He Brought Me Out. Oh, my heart was distressed, need you, my desperate. Hello, in the field, where my sins drag me down. I cried to the Lord for the deep I regret. Who tenderly brought me out to go? He brought me out, He brought me out. Oh, He set my... What are the assembly there?